Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
The mission, especially right now, early in this spring, is trying to set the culture right. I mean, just to be honest, this organization over the last, 10 years or whatever, like, it's been a losing culture in a way. We haven't really won a lot, so you have to drastically come in and try to rearrange everything, because that whatever we've been doing hasn't been working. And I think that that's the beauty of the, obviously the guys they brought in the past couple years with polls and trying to reshape the roster. It's all about trying to go in and win right now, but it takes, you know, a culture of, right, if it's being details, the accountability and all that stuff. We're trying to hold everybody to the highest level, and we're trying to do it ourselves as well. So like you said, with DA and Ben, I think that's the main thing we're trying to get accomplished, is really shifting the culture, changing the culture, and not trying to do what we've done in the past and just try to look forward towards the future.
One of the grown-ups in the room last year, Kevin Byer, Bears safety, talking about where things stood before, where things are now. It's been interesting watching and reading the tweets of people who cover the Bears, them getting an opportunity to watch practice. And we'll ask Grody about this at 5 o'clock. They have seen the thing that Lomas told us about, that Lomas said, look, there's going to be tempo. Ben doesn't play around in practice. There, the reports out of Hallis Hall is like that has been the case so far.
This is can be confusing. There is a mandatory Bears minicamp on June 3rd. Before that, there are a few different off-season workouts, off-season training activities, which are essentially voluntary, but especially with the new regime, attendance is going to be really, really good. So that's what kicked off today, is the first of these little three-day OTAs, and that's why Ben Johnson spoke today and a bunch of players spoke today, and Assembled Media has filed tape, and we get to bring it to you and think about this off-season with a different focus.
But usually they're not really making people talk. Like, it's one of those things of, like, the PR staff will say, hey, you mind talking during after OTAs? And people, yeah, whatever, it's fine. Do something like that. It'll be interesting to see if Caleb Williams speaks over the next couple of days because of the Seth Wickersham portion of the book that he's writing on quarterbacks came out, and there are a lot of people who are upset. To be clear, before we start this conversation, you and I think we have found the place where we're comfortable with this, in that I'm with Bears fans, or most of Bears fans, on this, where it's, yeah, it's what we thought. That he was proven right in having fear and trepidation about joining the Bears. If you want to quibble, you can quibble with the double back with Wickersham. Like, if those were his feelings before and now he doesn't have those feelings, that's great. And maybe they shouldn't have gone on the record post what happened last year to kind of take a victory lap and say, yeah, this is why we felt this way.
Yeah, well,
that's the only thing I quibble with.
I don't know, when he gave the quotes to him and said that's okay, they can be on the record, Wickersham can release them whenever he wants. You know, book's been done. This is an excerpt. to tease it, but I'm there. The point is that this thing is alive as a story until he speaks and buries it. Like, it is alive, and it has a life of its own until he speaks and contextualizes it, whether that's this week or the next time there are OTAs
in June, or whenever.
See,
I feel like you should just slay the beast right now.
So do I.
Especially what we'll get to in a minute. But to me, it's one news cycle.
Yeah, he could end that news cycle today, and he chose not to.
And then when we walk back into mini camp in June,
we're done.
Then we can talk about the football part of it.
Right, and spoiler alert, bunch of players talked today. Caleb wasn't one of them. Mark Rohde will bring us tape from a lot of those people at 5 o'clock. But the way that Ben Johnson started his press conference, Lawrence, it seems like he understood that it probably made sense to address the elephant in the room directly. So whether Caleb did or not, Ben Johnson kicked it off like this.
It's come to my attention that the quarterback's been out in the media over the last week. And just to get out in front of that a little bit, I just wanted to say I wasn't here last year. And so I can't speak too much in terms of what it was like before he got here and when he got here last year. But from my 4 months on the job, he's been outstanding to work with. And we just are focusing on getting a little better every day.
And what's your process of building the trust of Caleb and getting his full buy-in under your watch?
Yeah, it starts with developing a rapport and a trust, and that's earned over time. You don't walk in day one and expect that to be achieved. And so the more time we spend together, he understands that I have his best interests at heart and vice versa. He's going to go out there and play as well as he possibly can, not just for himself or me, but for the whole team and the city. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. So we're very much aligned in terms of what we want to get done, and it just takes more time on task in terms of getting on the same page with how we're going
to
do it.
Are there ways that you watch film with your quarterbacks that might be, does it vary from coach to coach? When you've got these four guys here, are there things that you're teaching them that they need to, you know, see the way that you see it? Is that a part of like this part of the time of the year? Is that part of the process of teaching them? Or
yeah, everyone's different. I've been around a number of coordinators, a number of quarterback coaches. And so I would say my style is kind of a combination of everything that I've been around and I've come to learn and love and appreciate. And so there's a process that I believe in, that we believe in as an offensive staff, that we're adhering to this springtime, and we're going to stay true to that. How we're going to develop that position in particular, and those guys are doing a great job working hard right now.
What do you think when you hear it uttered, as in from the article, from the upcoming book, that Chicago is where quarterbacks go to die? Like, from a distance, did you see that? And what do you think when you hear that?
I love it. I love it. I love the opportunity to come on in and change that narrative. That's where great stories are written. And so we're looking to write a new chapter here, 2025 Chicago Bears, and looking forward to the future.
Ah, Grody! Y'all, it's pretty simple. That's how it's done. That's it.
I love it.
All Caleb has to do is look at those 2 minutes of Ben Johnson and put it in his own words. That's exact, and that's it. We're done with all of this. If he wants to not let it linger, shout out to the Cranberries, then he follows the lead of his head coach.
Do you have to?
I thought you were going to keep going.
No.
I love that song.
I was just squeezing it in there. Keep going.
So to me, it's pretty simple. Like, the path has been laid out, and I appreciate that about Ben Johnson. Instead of it being kind of, well, you know, that has nothing to do with me, he makes it clear it had nothing to do with him, comma, but he is like, this is what I love about my job and this opportunity that's in front of us.
Yes.
The opportunity in front of us is to completely change that. And we should lean in to the idea of changing that. The work that Caleb and I have done, we are on the same page. I love working with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Caleb could just flip it and do the same thing that Ben Johnson did.
I agree.
And then we're done.
And their work is just beginning. But we know from previous reports, experiences, and results and everything how much the relationship with the quarterback matters. he and Jared Goff built a relationship hard earned through lots of time together, watching film together. And remember what Ben said at the beginning, and he said it again in April about how a quarterback and a coach need to be on the same page. Quote, you need to be able to see the game as a play caller through the lens of the quarterback and vice versa. This is his realm of expertise. He has and will continue to sit down with Caleb and watch film together and say, what are you seeing? Here's what you need to be seeing, because this is what I'm seeing. This is the way that I'm thinking. It may take some time, but he's not going to rest until they get to that kind of place.
I agree with you. I will just make this distinction. Watching film during a season is different than watching film during an off season, because of you're jumping into the next opponent. You're now outside of the, this is just the structure of this offense. It's, this is our game plan against this particular team. That being said, JT O'Sullivan told us yesterday that, and it's clearly different experiences for different quarterbacks, because Kurt Warner said a couple days ago that it's incumbent upon each person to figure out how to do it. JT was like, look, I watched film with coaches.
Yeah, they watched it with me. But JT did say the same thing about it needing to be both of them. I thought it was a great back-to-back guest hit by our guy Alex Kuhn, because JT ended up in a similar spot. Like, there's some personal responsibility, but there's some coaching responsibility.
It's interesting, too, because Kurt, as he talked it through,
got there, too.
Got there as well.
Damn right.
Saying that, yeah, the coaches have got to do a better job if they feel like they're seeing that a guy doesn't understand what's going on.
And in that regard, like, it's the coach's responsibility, I think, to figure out what's not working in the relationship and make it work. Can we hear this piece? This is Ben Johnson, a little bit more, Tanny, on the coaching and relationship stuff with Caleb, because this is the part that I think fascinates me and Lawrence both the most, how it's going to work between those two guys.
Yeah, I mean, I've done it a number of ways.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
In my time in the league, and really over the last few years, I've kind of gravitated towards that. It's something that I feel pretty strongly about. He and I talked about it, the reasons why we want to do it. I think it helps out certainly with the quick game from the gun, and then helps us being a little bit better throwing posture for a lot of the other things that we're asking him to do. So he, when we talked about it initially, he was already kind of exploring that himself. So it wasn't so much us telling him to do it. It was more a mutual, yeah, let's see what this looks like. And I think he's taken a knack to it.
How do you go about changing somebody's habits that they've had their entire career to, okay, this is how we want you to stand. The feel may be a little bit different. The actions may be a little bit different, but the result has to be successful.
Yeah, I mean, it's what we've asked in all these guys right now. They're all doing some things a little bit different than what they've done in their past, whether at this level or in college. you're learning, you're growing. They are getting uncomfortable with it. I go back when I was young, someone told me it takes 21 days to learn a new habit and let it get in your unconscious. I don't know if that's true or not, but the good news is this. We had 3 or 4 good weeks on the grass with him in phase 2 and that prior mini camp that we were able to get ahead a lot of that. And he did a great job in the downtime just going ahead and taking it and running with it when the coaches weren't around as well. And we're not talking so much about the feet and the footwork anymore with him, and it's more big picture plays, routes, ball location, coverages. It's more big picture stuff now.
You talked a couple weeks ago about relating to certain players and coaching each individual the way that they need to be coached. Do you have a sense of how you as a head coach can get through with Caleb and what you need to do to really get the best out of him in that relationship?
It's still early. It's still early. We're getting to know each other. He's been in the building 6 weeks now, 6.5 weeks now, and getting to know him on a personal level. And the more time we spend together, the better I feel. We got a great coaching staff around him as well, with JT Barrett leading the charge. Declan's in the room. Press Taylor's in the room. So we've got some good seasoned voices in there. And then you bring in a guy like Case Keenum. He does a great job with his experience bridging that gap sometimes between coaching and playing and finding any potholes that could be in there. So I feel really good about the mix around him, and that allows the relationship just to naturally form.
He's talked a lot about his desire to have structure and to be coached hard. You got to love that as a coach. Get through to him that way?
Yeah, I think the great ones, they want to be coached hard. And that's really the assumption we're making with all these guys. They all, at one point in time, they've either come up to my office or DA's office or Coach Hightower's office, and they've all told us how much they want to be a good player, a good team. They want to be a part of greatness, and so we're going to treat them as such, and part of that is coaching them hard.
Some people like Chris Emma.
Hey, man, all the great ones want to be coached hard.
How about Chris Emma getting in there, getting a follow-up question in there?
Sounded good.
Wow.
What?
It did sound good.
I thought so. That's all I'm saying.
I love hearing Ben say, look, we know some of the things that we have to work on, and we're working through them. And he's been here, and he's been asking questions, and we're watching stuff together, and we're talking about stuff conceptually. Because if the player understands the concept,
yeah,
it'll be easier to teach the mechanics.
I agree. I'm sorry.
You lost in talking about Chris Emma?
No. I'm lost in Declan Doyle is in the room.
He's in the room.
Press Taylor is in the room.
But notice that he started with JT Barrett.
Well, JT Barrett is running the show. Declan Doyle is just in the room.
Because he's got to go fill out cards
sure.
for practice.
Saskatoon is in the room. And like, there's a lot of, some guys are just in the room. Was it last year that Jalen was talking about Eberflus just being in the room? Is that what it was? It's like, oh yeah.
Yeah, but he was just kind of standing back there.
That's my fear. Anytime I hear that some coach is just like.
Or was it Justin talking about Flus being in the offensive meeting?
That's
like,
what it was.
He's in the room.
That's what it was. That's what it was. Justin Fields. Because it was someplace you were like, God, I hope Matt Eberflus is in there, like taking part and like really driving.
And yeah, Justin's, he's in the room. Justin's like, I hope he's not. I hope he's not in the room at all.
And Flus was just in the back naming bees. He's just in the back.
Thinking about all his nicknames.
Hey, Stinger!
Just looking at guys in the room. Ooh, I'm going to call this guy Spidey.
He's just in the room. Think about what he's going to nickname everybody. Ooh, I got a name for Getsy. He doesn't need a name. He's a coach. You can just call him Luke. I mean, he's right there. Whatever. He's just naming bees.
The thought bubble is just bees. Bees buzzing. What's that buzzing in my head?
What am I going to do with all this honey? It seemed like a good idea at the time.
I don't know why I let her dunk me into this.
Is that house still for sale?
That's a good question.
It is a good question.
I don't know. They were proud of it, though.
Oh, one more thing. We can play Kevin Byard here.
Good.
Him talking. No, say it right.
Good.
Kevin Byard has some thoughts about the Seth Wickersham piece and Caleb as well.
I mean, truly, I didn't really think anything of it. I kind of just read some notes. I didn't read the whole article or book or whatever is supposed to be coming out. I just kind of seen a couple quotes on it. I mean, that was before he was here. If that's how he felt, that's how he felt. You know, obviously, I can't speak for him. I can't speak for his dad. But since he's been in the building, since I've been around him, I haven't noticed any of that. I think every single day he's trying to get better. He's still a really good, talented young quarterback in his league, and he's trying to get better every day. And that's all I see from him, just working every single day, staying late, obviously, and meeting with Ben and all those guys, trying to right the ship. We're trying to right this organization, trying to right the culture. And that's the only thing I can see from, honestly, anybody in this organization.
So he's staying late, and I think that is a requirement.
Yes,
and
it is.
And it might not be one that's written out, but I think that if you're going to learn Ben Johnson's offense, it's a requirement.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this is the stuff that merits watching. If there were some bad habits in Caleb's rookie routine, some of that obviously on him, some of that on the coaching, some of that on the relationship, whatever, there might have been some bad habits in there. I heard Mullion Hawn Biggs talking about that openly. Like, is there stuff that needs to get corrected? And I'll grant that Caleb came in there as a made guy, and there might have been a touch of that. You know, we don't know how much. And then we watched them hand everything to him and say, oh, whatever you do is fine.
Yeah, they handed everything to him, but there was...
But now it's different.
There wasn't anyone on the offensive side of the ball that it felt like was in charge of anything. And that means the head coach, too.
Totally. Totally. Kid was in charge. And
I don't even know if I want to say that he was in charge. Like, I don't want to put that on Caleb.
Okay.
I just want to say that no one seemed to be in charge.
Well, that ain't the case now.
That you're damn right. Because Declan's in the room.
Declan's in the room. A texter says it reminds him of when Rick Kahn was going over the possible second base options. He talked about how Romy Gonzalez was an option. Lenin Sosa was everywhere. No, he said, and Leury is...
Obviously, Leury's around.
He's around.
Leury Garcia is around. Declan Doyle's in the room.
Obviously.
Now, see, I don't think he's doing Declan Doyle like that.
No, he's not.
He's got a nice mix of people from different systems and different perspectives, and it's not just one voice for Caleb. I like that. I like that it's not just one voice. It's the way it's supposed to be with a young quarterback.
I think that it is one voice, but I think that it's filtered through many people. It's one voice. It's Ben Johnson. But his message is being filtered by JT Barrett, by Declan Doyle, by Antoine Randle.
It's like, one vision.
Yeah, it's Ben's vision.
It's Ben's vision. How can there be...
Trademark.
How many cops? I mean, we got good cop, and we got black cop, and we got...
Yeah, a couple of black cops.
A couple of black cops. And then we got Declan, and...
Also a black
cop. Press Taylor is in the room. No. Declan's a... No. You have me thinking.
Well, I mean, now the thing on the internet, and I told both Alex and Tanny this earlier this week, if you've been inside of Reels, apparently Reddit people... Now part of the community. That has now been a thing.
Really?
So welcome.
Because of Serena marrying in?
No, just that how redhead people are treated. So,
oh, redhead people. I thought you said Reddit people.
No, redhead.
We all thought he said Reddit.
Did I say what?
I thought it was Reddit.
Reddit
people.
Went to Alexis and Serena.
Well, I didn't want to say the other word.
They're in the family now?
The other word feels like a slur to me, so I don't want to say that word.
What word is that?
Yeah, well, you know what? Yeah, just not.
Something about redheaded people?
Yeah, well, you know where it has the bread connected to it?
Ginger?
Ginger.
That one, yes.
Wow. Oh, it's a slur?
There's some people who feel like that.
Oh, no. Have we lost the ability to call people that?
Jump, dump them, dump them, dump them.
I'm going to need an updated list, you know? Man, Alex, can you work on that? Along with the free,
I'm on it.
Along with the free agent pitchers thing.
I'm just saying. Sorry.
What was that?
It's nothing. I'm just, yeah. I was nothing. Everything's uh-huh. Alex is doing a great job. He's doing an absolutely great job.
I think you are. I'm sorry. I it sounded like Reddit. I'm redhead.
Yeah,
I
got it.
Is what I was going for.
Hey, fellas, real quick, let's go to our list. Let's see how we did.
Ooh, I'm gonna need it. Right. Ooh, let's go. Let's go.
Stinger.
Stinger's in the room.
He is in the room.
He really is. Lawrence, a play that dominates. They tried to get it out of the league, and they can't. They just can't do it. It will not die. And Bears players of consequence have spoken about it today as well.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.